A new report that compares how children are progressing on key milestones across racial and ethnic groups by state shows New York in the forefront in some ways, lagging in others. The report from the Annie E. Casey Kids Count Data Center shows white children in New York in sixth place on a national index of 12 indicators that measure a child's success in each stage of life. New York's African American children are in 21st place, above the national average. But Hispanics and Latinos came in 26th with a score below the national average. Lawrence Schell of the Center for the Elimination of Minority Health Disparities.
Well, the state of New York could do better. There's no question about that. And it would have great benefits, I believe, for our economy.
The report states that if by 1998 the performance of African Americans and Latino students had caught up with whites, the nation's gross domestic product 10 years later would have been $525 billion higher. Schell says the report shows the links between poverty and potential health-related outcomes for children.
If we want to continue to have good health for American citizens, there's a clear connection between income and disparity, the degree of inequality in income, and the degree of inequality in health.
Laura Speer of the Annie E. Casey Foundation says the Census Bureau projects by 2018, children of color will represent a majority of American children.
They're going to be the future workforce of the United States. So there's a really critical imperative to look at this now and to see what we can do to improve it.
Nationwide, the report showed Asian and Pacific Islander children had the highest index scores, followed by white children, Latino, American Indian, and African American children. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.